أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We're going to start the study of Surah Maryam. This is Surah number 19 in the Quran. It has 98 ayat and it's a Makki Surah. We're told that one who studies this Surah will not die save that Allah will make him or her sufficient in life, wealth and children. It's a Surah that those who are pregnant recite often because we're told that it ensures a safe pregnancy. It is also therefore a surah of protection. Sayyidah Maryam is the only woman in the Quran mentioned by name. In fact, she's mentioned 34 times in the Quran. And it is this surah that was revealed just before the first migration to Abyssinia. Let's look at this background first. So during the fifth year of prophethood in Rajab, the conditions for the Muslims in Mecca were absolutely unbearable. So the Prophet sent 11 men and 4 women to Abyssinia and he told them, there is a just king, he will look after you. This was King Najashi, who was a Christian king. After a few months, more people were sent. There were 83 men from the Quraysh, 11 women from the Quraysh, and 7 non-Quraysh. And at that time, there were only about 40 Muslims left with the Prophet in Mecca. So the Quraysh now got really, really worked up. So they sent 2 envoys, Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah ibn Rabi, who was a half-brother of Abu Jahl. They sent these two with gifts to extradite the Muslims from Ethiopia. Well, King Najashi calls the Muslims into the court, asks them what their crime was, and in essence, Ja'far al-Tayyar, who is the brother of Imam Ali alayhi salam, recited ayah 1 to 40 of Surah Maryam. And at that time, King Najashi had tears in his eyes. He drew a line on the ground and he said, the difference between you and us is no more than the line I draw here. We are raised from the same sun. You can live here in Abyssinia in peace. He told the envoys, I do not take bribes and I will never send them back to you. So what does this surah talk about that caused a king to shed tears? Where is it in Quran City? In Quran City, it's in between Woman's Corner and Huruful Muqatti'at. Huruful Muqatti'at are the 29 surah of the Quran that begin with abbreviated letters. And this one has the longest ones. Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Saad. Let's look at a little bit more stuffs about this surah. Did you know that this is one of the longest surahs in the Quran with a clearly defined rhythmic pattern? So 67 of the 98 ayat end with the same final sound. It's amazing. And when there is a break in that sound, it's like Allah saying, hear up. This is important for you to notice. Allah repeatedly refers himself as Ar-Rahman in this surah. In fact, 1/3 of all the instances of Ar-Rahman are located in this surah. Okay, now let's get to the basics, the key concepts as we call it. So the surah has 7 sections. The first section is about the dua of Prophet Zakaria and the miraculous birth of Prophet Yahya. The second section now continues with the story of Sayyidah Maryam and the miraculous birth of Prophet Isa and a little bit about his life later on. The third section mentions Prophet Ibrahim, Musa, Ismail, Idris and others from the descendants of Prophet Adam and Nuh. But it talks about one characteristic that they all had. Whenever the ayat or the signs of Allah, the signs of the Rahman were recited, they would go into sajda and they would weep tears. In other words, they were moved by the ayat. It affected them. They wanted to do something. The fourth section starts off by talking about those who do not pray, who do not connect to Allah, and they only follow themselves, their own desires. But then it says that when they realize and they do tawbah, that means they repent, The rest of that section has a clear description of Jannah as a reward of those people who realized their errors and turned back. The fifth section is where the Prophet is a little sad, and he's sad because revelation has stopped. And here we find Jibreel telling him that he can only bring revelations when he's commanded by Allah. And he's telling him, be patient, Allah is there for you. The sixth section is scary. It's the consequences of denying accountability. Those people who don't believe that there is Qiyamah, that they will have to account for their lives. And also those who ascribe a son to Allah. And finally, the last section, it says that for those who believe and do good deeds, Allah instills in them an extreme form of love. Love for Allah, love for those who love Him. And then he says that He has made the Quran easy for us, and it is the book that will give good news and also a warning. So let's go over the seven sections again in brief. Number one, the dua of Prophet Zakaria, the birth of Prophet Yahya. Number two, the story of Sayyidah Maryam and the miraculous birth of Prophet Isa. Number three, all the prophets had one thing in common. Whenever the ayat of the Rahman were recited, they did sajda and they wept. In other words, they were moved by the ayat. Number four, there were people who didn't pray and who followed their base desires, but they did tawbah. And then there's a description of Jannah for those who do tawbah. Number five, consolation to the Prophet when there was a lull, when there was a bit of a wait in revelation. And Jibreel says, it's okay. We come when Allah sends us. Be patient. Number six, consequences of those who deny that they have to be accountable for their life and ascribing a son to Allah. And finally, the Quran is good news and a warning, and the love of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt is instilled by Him in our hearts. So let's look at the first section. It's from Ayah 1 to 15, and it starts off with Qaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad. These are secrets. But we have Mufassirin who tell us that maybe these letters are a sign of the great names of Allah, the Asma'ul Husna. Kaf may refer to Kafi, he who is sufficient. Ha may refer to Hadi, the one who guides. Ya may refer to Wali, the one who is the friend, the protector. Ayn may refer to Alim, the one who knows. Sad may refer to Sadiq al-Wa'ad, the one who is truthful in his promises. And we find in many du'as, in fact, those by Imam Ali al-Islam, he says, Ya Allah, I ask you in the name of Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Sad. Some ahadith say that they indicate the event of Ashura, because Kaf may refer to Karbala. Ha might refer to Halak, or the killing of the Prophet's progeny. Ya refers to Yazid. Ayn refers to Atash, which is thirst. And Sa'd may refer to Sabr, the patience of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions. So it goes on to say, Dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. This is a mention of the rahmah of your Rabb to his abd Zakariya. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا, when he called upon his Rabb in a voice. Nida is long distance. Dua is silent. Nida is loud. But here it says نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا, long distance, but khafiya, a quiet, secretive, hidden voice. Remember, we do ikhfa when we recite Quran, something that is hidden, but we know that is there. Now what did he say? قَالَ, he said, Rabbi, إِنِّي وَحَنَ الْعَزْمُ مِنِّي, my bones are weak. And then he says, وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا, and my head is hurting with old age. وَلَمْ أَقُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا, and you know what, my Rabb, I have never ever been unsuccessful in my du'as to you. You have always answered my du'as. Now he explains himself. He says, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي, I am really worried. I'm scared as to who will look after this responsibility after me. the responsibility of guidance. That's probably what he meant. وكانت امرأتي آقرة, and my wife cannot have children. She's never had children, and now she's really old. فحبلي من لدنك وليا. So grant me someone who will be a wali, who will be a successor. يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب, who will inherit me and inherit from the children of Yaqub, واجعله ربي رضيا, and one with him with whom you are well pleased. This is the same ayah that Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra used to defend her claim to Fadak when she was told that prophets do not inherit. Now remember here, Zakaria is 75 years old. Before we look at the answer of the dua, let's see when he did this dua. So he is in charge of looking after Sayyidah Maryam, who lives in one of the rooms in Baytul Muqaddas. So he visits her and he finds fruits, winter fruits in summer and summer fruits in winter. And we find this in Surah Al Imran. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. This is Ayah 37. قال, he says, يا مريم, O Maryam, أن لك هذا, where did you get this from? قالت, she said, هو من عند الله, this is from Allah. إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب, Allah gives to whom he pleases without measure. There and then, we look at Ayah 38, هنالك دعا زكريا ربه, there and then Zakaria prayed to his Rabb. And what does he say? قال ربي حبلي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء, my Rabb, grant me from you children, righteous children, you are the hearer of du'as. Because he saw this miracle and it inspired him to raise his hands. When we read this, it should inspire us too. Now let's look at the answer. It's Ayah 7 in Surah Maryam. Allah says, Ya Zakaria, O Zakaria, Inna nubashiruka bighulamin ismuhu Yahya. We give you good news of a boy whose name is Yahya. Yahya means one who will live. Lam naj'allahu min qablu samiyya. We have not named anyone before him as Yahya. It could mean that, or it could mean that nobody before him had qualities like he will have. If we look at Surah Al Imran, the answer is in Ayah 39. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِقَةُ, the angels called to him. وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ, while Zakaria was standing praying in his sanctuary. And they said, أَنَّ اللَّهَ, indeed Allah, يُبَشِّرُكَ, gives you the good news, بِيَحْيَا, of Yahya, مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, he will be the truth, he will verify the words of Allah, in other words, the words of the Prophet, of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. وَسَيِّدًا وَحَصُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and he will be honorable, he will be good, and a prophet from amongst the good ones. Let's see what Zakaria says. In Ayah 8 he says, قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّ يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ, O my Rabb, how can I have a son? وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِ آخِرَ, my wife has never had a baby before, and she is old now. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ أَتِيَّ, and look at me, old age bullies me, I am extremely old. And Allah says, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ, he says, so it shall be. قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ حَيِّنُ وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَقُ شَيَّ, for your Rabb, this is effortless, this is so easy. And indeed, I created you before when you were nothing. You were absolutely nothing and I could create you. Qala, Zakaria says, Rabbi ij'alli ayah, give me a sign. Qala, and Allah says, Ayatuka alla tukallima an-nasa thalatha layalin sawiyya. Your sign is that you will not be able to speak to people for 3 nights. You will be fine. You will be in sound health, sawiyya. But we will take your ability to speak to them. So now he comes to his people. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ, he comes out of the mihrab, out of the sanctuary, towards his people. And they want to talk to him. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ, so he indicates through signs to them. أَنْ سَبِّهُ بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَىٰ, that you should do tasbih in the morning and the evening. Now we are told that Prophet Zakaria went into sajda of thanks, and his wife, who was called Aisha, became pregnant 5 years later, and she gave birth to a son called Yahya. Now in ayah 12, Allah addresses Yahya. He says, Ya Yahya, خُذِ الْكِتَابَ, take hold of the book, بِكُوَّة, with strength, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ سَبِيَّ, and we granted him wisdom while he was a child. That means we gave him decision-making skills, maturity, while he was a child. And this book is the Tawrat. Then Allah says, وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَزَقَاءً, we gave him tenderness, softness from us. And he was one who had purity, zakah. وَكَانَ تَقِيَّ, and he was one who had taqwa, who was God-conscious. What's the other quality? وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, he was good to both his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَسِيًّا, and he wasn't two things. He was never rude, he wasn't insolent, and he wasn't disobedient. So let's go over. He was given four things. Hukman, sabiyya, maturity at a young age. Hanana min ladunna, softness. Zakah, purity. Taqiyya, God consciousness. Wa barram biwalidayhi, and good to both his parents. And he wasn't two things. He wasn't rude and he wasn't disobedient. And finally, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدُ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّ, and there's peace and honor as well. That's what salam means, both peace and honor. And peace and honor on him on the day he was born, and on the day he dies, and on the day he is raised to life. We will continue with the second section next week, inshallah.